This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. This week, I'm talking to novelist Jervy Tervelon. He was one of Jonathan's best friends. About how many dinners do you estimate you shared with Jonathan over the years of your friendship?
Pretty frequent. I mean, I think that when people that he needed to eat dinner with and people he wanted to eat dinner with fell through, he'd call me. So I was like the booty call. So that was, I took it as a badge of honor.
And you've said to me in the past that the experience of eating with him wasn't really the experience so much of the food, but was more just about being with Jonathan.
Yeah, exactly. To hang out with him and talk about the Lakers and my personal life. I was going through a divorce and I was pretty destroyed. And he cheered me up by saying something that only he could say. He could say the strangest, most loopy things. And he said, you know, now that you're going through this divorce, you know, you have like 2 weeks where if you want to be, you could be gay. You could just experience that and try it. And I looked at him for a second and like, oh, all right. Thanks, man. I'll keep that in mind. So that's the kind of thing he would say. You never had to worry about being bored.
This week, rather than reading a review because of your relationship with Jonathan, I wanted to ask you to read the poem that you wrote that you read at the private memorial.
Sure. Adventures in Food with Jago. I knew you since high school, hanging in your mom's library at Dorsey. We both kicked it separately on Hollywood, saw the black dude with curlers and shower cap miming to opera records and them freaks in those bookstores. Remember, a lifetime later, you started calling me your young friend, though I was 2 years older. We were at another place where Hollywood agents ate, and the salmon mousse tasted weird, salt that wouldn't dissolve, and you said it was fine until you tried it and said, don't eat it. That's not salt. It's glass. The jar had imploded. Damn, so weird. And on the way home, you made that right on La Cienega, and the police pulled us over, and you had those expired tags, and you went all Falstaff on those rollers. And one touched his gun, and then they towed the truck, and we were stuck under a freeway overpass at midnight in a gangster hood until Lori rescued us. Remember the time I was on the phone with Jingwan in China? You noticed police behind us, expired tags, no thing at all, until they ordered me out of the truck at gunpoint, handcuffed us both on Beverly Boulevard. I politely suggested that you were a famous food writer. You whispered, don't bother, they won't listen. Finally, they realized that you weren't an escaped felon who shot at cops and let us go to that seafood joint. Remember those tasteless fat olives that were really water bugs and that cold fish blood soup? Remember those not-so-great crickets in that West Mezcal bar at 4 in the morning in Guadalajara where L.A. writers enjoyed Tapatio generosity? Remember the Rose Parade at Sumi's and that frigid horizontal rain, our brood riding in the truck bed to and fro, and there we ate cinnamon rolls while Lise and Leon broke into a breakdance, then home for Black Eyed Peas to celebrate the new year. Remember Santa Barbara, where Jingwan and I were to be married, and you were the best man, and signed your name where hers was supposed to be, and the Justice of Peace thought we were getting hitched? You remember wards and books and travels and endless brilliant meals at your house? Remember the travails and happiness of family and friends? Remember that you belonged to Los Angeles, to us, all in your singular Herculean generosity. We remember it all, and we will remember you. And we all now look at Los Angeles and ourselves through gold eyes. And I remember the truth. I never ate better than at your house. And that's true. I have never enjoyed a meal more than at his house.
Me too. Well, thank you, Jervy.
You're welcome.
That's novelist Jervy Tervelon. Thanks so much for remembering Jonathan Gold with us over the past several weeks.